Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarlane. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, a free tool, and we love free, and not only is it free, but it seems to be a very powerful database that you're going to promote.
I am. So this is a free online tool available through Kansas State University, and it really is designed to help communities as well as business leaders, and it's called All Things Kansas. So what they've done is pull together 3,000 layers of data and 120 sources. And again, it's a free interactive tool that really can help communities with economic development across the state. It answers questions related to childcare, workforce, healthcare, broadband access, housing, and many more topics that involve community and economic development. And they really believe that with when communities are informed, they make stronger decisions. And that's really why they created All Things Kansas. They want to give local leaders across all 105 counties in Kansas access to clear, actionable data and supports real economic development. So as someone who's worked in the county and our local communities for a number of years, I find this really helpful for those who write grants on a regular basis, seeking data. This website will be really important and be a really helpful tool for people to use. So again, it compares data across 105 Kansas counties to better understand the local strengths, some of the challenges, as well as the opportunities. And as I mentioned, it can be used for grant application, strategic planning, business development, and of course, so much more. And they're really hoping that business leaders, community members, community leaders, extension agents, and many more will use this tool as a way to access multiple sources of data in one place. I see this helpful for us as extension agents, not only as we work in our communities, but every year we work on, we call them action plans. So we plan for the next year, plan programming, look at some of the issues in our communities, and this data set will really be helpful in that aspect as well. So I would just want to encourage people to maybe take a look. I was actually on there for a little bit here recently, and I'm just really impressed with all the information available. If you're someone who likes data, this certainly is a site for you, because they probably can spend quite a few hours on that site pulling data. They have made some what they call pre-made maps to view some statewide data. And that those maps contain information about broadband access, net migration of young adults, business churn, housing cost, employment, health insurance, and there's many more. So there's about 50 pre-made maps on different topics related to Kansas community as well. So once again, there's no cost to access the data online. There's no subscription required. The site is maintained by Kansas State University with support from the Center for Applied Research and Engagement Systems at the University of Missouri. And again, you can access that. Go to All Things Kansas, all one word, all lowercase, allthingskansas.k-state.edu.
Sounds like an incredible tool, and I would like to see how that gets applied down the road. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith Union Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.